In Hawaii, public schools are facing an ultimatum: improve education for children with disabilities or face a federal takeover. The state has been struggling for 7 years to meet federal standards for special education and has consistently failed. This month is Hawaii's last chance to show some results. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
To understand how far Hawaii has come, you have to look back a decade to the story of a young woman named Jennifer Felix. A childhood virus had left her brain damaged and visually impaired. Her public school on Maui didn't know what to do with her.
Her behaviors were so bad that she was locked for 4, 5, 6 hours at a time in the bathroom because it's the only place they could keep her from running away or from acting out.
Eric Seitz was Jennifer Felix's lawyer. He managed to get the state to send her to a treatment program in Texas. But then he heard from other parents on other islands.
That kids were not getting special education and related services. They were not being evaluated. That when they were recommended for evaluations, the evaluations were taking a year, 18 months, or longer before they were determined to be eligible or not.
And a whole list of other problems, all violations of federal law. Jennifer Felix became the lead name on a class action lawsuit. And in 1994, in the so-called Felix Consent Decree, the state of Hawaii agreed to do whatever it took to bring the state into compliance on special education. They had no idea how much it would cost and how long it would take. The Thomas Jefferson Elementary School is tucked in the shadow of tourist hotels in Waikiki. It's just before the final bell, and children from the orthopedic unit are being loaded into buses. These are some of the most severely disabled kids in the system, and it takes three people to maneuver their wheelchairs onto lifts and into the vehicles. 7 years after the Felix Decree, just about everything has changed for schools like Jefferson. Children with physical and mental disabilities are identified when they're infants. Educational plans are drawn up by teams of teachers, parents, and therapists. Bob Campbell with the Hawaii Department of Education says it's much better than it used to be.
Frequently, it took days. There was a difficulty in communicating information. It just, it's cumbersome. And now it's not nearly so cumbersome because those resources are part of that school.
It hasn't been easy. The Felix Consent Decree essentially required Hawaii to rebuild its special education system from scratch. It cost the state $1 billion, and the number of children served quadrupled. All the while, federal judge David Ezra was watching every step and tallying every missed deadline. This month, two-thirds of the state's school complexes are required to be in compliance with federal law. Campbell thinks they might have made it.
We've got a chance. I really do think that the things that the judge wanted to see in place will be in place, and the progress that he wanted to see, we will see demonstrated.
But it'll be close. Some islands in the chain are poor and rural and can't provide all the needed services, and it's been difficult for the state to get all the special education teachers it needs. Plus, there's still a vocal group of parents who say the state hasn't done enough for special needs kids. At a Halloween party at the Variety School in Honolulu, the room is filled with wizards and ghouls and firemen. It's a private school for students with learning disabilities, but the state of Hawaii is paying for several children to go here, like Vance, a 13-year-old with autism who's just gone through the haunted classroom.
It really makes me scared.
How come?
Because it gives me goosebumps.
Vance's mother, Naomi Grossman, is proud of the progress he's made here, but she's still resentful that her public school can't provide the same sort of specialized education.
The fact that Vance is in a private school is an indication that they have not been able to raise the level or quality of standards that the state needs to provide statewide.
The Hawaii state legislature has some of the same concerns and is starting to balk at the soaring costs for special education. At the state capitol, an investigative committee is called to order. Spending on special education now accounts for $1 in every $8 of Hawaii's general fund budget. Senator Colleen Hanabusa wants to know where all that money went.
We feel a lot of it didn't get to special needs students, and that, in fact, the expert that was hired calls the Felix Consent Decree the Full Employment Act for mental health professionals in the state of Hawaii.
Lawmakers are investigating conflicts of interest and sometimes lavish spending on consultants and experimental programs. Last month, when it came to light in the committee that the superintendent of education had a romantic relationship with one of his contractors, he resigned his position. Outside the committee room, the new interim superintendent, Patricia Hamamoto, is taking a break. Despite the investigation and all the other challenges, she believes Hawaii is on the verge of finally complying with the federal government. Maybe, she says, The 7-year legal ordeal has been worthwhile.
Do I feel that we've profited from it? Absolutely. Do I feel that we've got success from it? Absolutely. I believe it's given us a new look at accountability. There's a lot of hard work, there's a lot of frustration, but the pluses are far outweigh the downsides.
A federal court monitor will spend the next few weeks determining if Hawaii has indeed met the requirements of the Felix consent decree. And as for the namesake of the case, Jennifer Felix, she now lives in an assisted home in Honolulu, where her mother says she's finally doing well. Robert Smith, NPR News, Honolulu.